It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We begin this morning with Scott Wingate. Scott is Executive Director of the Wave Foundation at Newport Aquarium. We're also joined by Jen Tan. Jen is also with the Newport Aquarium. It's our pleasure to welcome Jen and Scott to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing fantastic, Rodney. Thank you.
Doing good. We're excited to be here.
All right, good. So, Jen, let's start with you. What's new at the Newport Aquarium?
New at Newport Aquarium this year, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary all year long, and right now we're gearing up for mermaid season. We have mermaids swimming into the aquarium from all around the world, sharing special conservation messages with our guests, and you can see them in the theater, you can see them swimming in the tunnel, in the coral reef tunnel, and then you can also meet them and get up close and personal with a mermaid in Stingray Hideaway.
So beyond that, what's one of your most popular exhibits?
I would say Stingray Hideaway is really popular, but also sharks. We like to say we are the shark capital of the Midwest. We had a really special campaign over the summer with Shark Summer, and guests really like to get to come and visit and get up close with the sharks because we are in the Midwest and we are landlocked, but where else do you get a chance to go and see a shark and get up close and personal with them other than here at Newport Aquarium?
Okay, good. So, Scott, let's bring you in. You are with the Wave Foundation. Explain to our listeners what the Wave Foundation is and what you guys do.
Yeah, thank you very much. The Wave Foundation is the nonprofit partner of the Newport Aquarium, and we focus on creating community change through our education programs, our conservation initiatives, and our volunteer services.
So when we hear words like ocean conservation, explain to us what that means and what that encompasses.
Absolutely. To Jen's point, we are landlocked, so we can really allow kids to come into the aquarium and go through our outreach programs and allow them to peek under the surface of the ocean, explore what's underneath there, and then learn to love those animals before we ask the kids to save them.
Let's talk about conservation efforts. You talked about being landlocked. You both did. So when we think about this area, you know, we think about ocean conservation, not so much here. So sure. Tell us how, and there is some ways that you can get involved locally. May not be the ocean, but explain.
No, I thank you for asking that. That's so important. We always implore people to act for conservation, and easy ways you can do that, you can refuse the straw at a restaurant. You're going out and having lunch with your friends and your family, and they bring a cup with a straw, just refuse the straw. Straws end up in our waterways from the Ohio River down the Mississippi and ultimately into our oceans where they can cause really, really major issues for sea turtles and other marine wildlife.
And another example, along with straws, other single-use plastics like plastic grocery bags, we ask people to take your own reusable grocery bags with you when you go shopping, because what ends up happening is these plastic bags, when they end up into the Ohio River, end up in the ocean, a sea turtle will see it and it looks like a jellyfish to them. So the sea turtles end up eating these bags, and all of our aquatic animals are ingesting plastic bags in the ocean.
So what can we do? You talked about some things like that, but you guys have some events that go on throughout the city for those that would like to get involved. Is that right?
Sure. We do conservation work locally, nationally, and internationally. Locally, we do an annual river sweep in partnership with Orsanco, so we get our community members out and engaged in direct conservation action and cleaning up the banks of the Ohio River. So that's one way locally that folks can get involved.
Okay. And if they would like to get involved, how can they get involved in those efforts?
Yeah, just go to wavefoundation.org, and on our website we'll have all the opportunities for people to get engaged through our volunteer opportunities at the aquarium in addition to other opportunities around the city.
Okay, good. And you guys have an event. You talked about this, Scott, coming up. It is Naughty Night.
Yes, that's short for nautical.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks for
keep
explaining.
Keep your minds
because,
up, good people out there.
You know, hey. All right, tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's our largest fundraising event, and it's a gala. I like to call it adult prom. So people come to the aquarium October the 4th at 7:30 p.m. They get dressed up, and we've got over 30 food and drink vendors, food by the bite, as much as you can eat, as much as you can drink, live music, a beautiful silent auction, and it's just a great time to explore the aquarium after hours. You're not dodging strollers. You're not jumping around trying to see into exhibits. And it's a great adult event, and all those proceeds go to support our education and conservation programs.
Okay. And so do you have exhibits open on that night?
Oh, my goodness, yes. The aquarium is absolutely open just to the guests.
And the other fun part about Naughty Night, along with the food and the entertainment, with the live entertainment and drinks, there also is the opportunity to have a special animal encounter, whether it's meeting one of our ambassador animals like the African penguin and endangered species. Also, you have a chance to touch sharks and stingrays, and a lot of our reptiles will have animal ambassadors out on the floor that you can really get up close and personal with them.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Just head there now and like us there now and join the conversation there as well. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now, we're joined by Scott Wingate. We're also joined by Jen Tan there with the Newport Aquarium. They're here this morning to talk about an event coming up on October 4th, Naughty Night. And Scott explained, it's not what you think. All right. So so you guys say that this is a good date night. Scott, you said it's a good prom, adult prom, but it's also a good date night, right?
Yes, of course. If you want to mix it up with your significant other or spouse, surprise them with a couple tickets to Naughty Night. You get the entire aquarium to yourself. You're surrounded by your peer set, young professionals. You get to enjoy the aquarium, but also all the ticket prices and money goes directly to supporting our education outreach programs, our conservation initiatives, and our volunteer services. So you know when you're taking a bite or having a drink that all that money's going to a good place.
Okay, and so you guys, I come out to places like this, I'm sorry, come out for the eats. I'm a foodie.
Yes.
So if we come out and we want to get a bite to eat, what can we look forward to this evening?
Oh, my goodness. So between 20 and 30 food stations, everything from Pompilio's to Brio to nothing but cakes, all the bourbon you could ever drink for all those bourbon aficionados out there. We're going to have a whole lot of bourbon, Four Roses, Buffalo Trace, Jim Beam, and everything in between. And then we'll also have an open bar with beer and wine.
Okay. And you'll just have a couple of your favorite close friends right there at the event?
Yeah. If by close friends you mean about 700 extra people,
okay,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Wow, that is huge. That's a big event.
It's going to be our 14th year this year. Through the hard work of Jenny Grieber and Julie Uffman, we've grown this event from a masquerade ball with about 20 people. And over the last 14 years now, it's over 700 people that we get out there, all in support of ocean conservation and education.
All right. That's awesome. All right. So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of fundraisers right here in this area. What makes this event so unique, Naughty Night?
Yes. Well, first, the special setting. You're in Newport Aquarium, which is a beautiful cultural institution. You get access there. Differentiator is that these programs that we provide help increase access to all of our community members so they can all peek underneath the surface of the ocean and provide unprecedented experiences for schools and students that may not be able to have the access to go and visit the aquarium on the weekend with their family or friends.
Okay. And so let's talk about this. You talked about education. What kind of educational opportunities are available within the Newport Aquarium?
Yes, we have for all ages, from kids in strollers all the way up to their grandparents that may be taking them around. We've got interactive exhibits. We also have exhibit interpreters down on the floor passing along messages of education and conservation and how people can go out and protect these animals that they've been mesmerized by and have fallen in love with at the aquarium. And we also have more formal programs. If you're a school coming through, you can book with a field trip, and then there will be a more formalized curriculum that you'll follow as you move through the aquarium.
Okay, and what about Wave on Wheels? Is that a program that you guys do, an educational program?
Absolutely, Rodney. It's one of my favorite programs to talk about. We actually take a little piece of the aquarium and a little piece of the ocean out into classrooms throughout Greater Cincinnati, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and we're one of the only places in the entire nation that can bring live sharks, stingrays, and lake sturgeon into classrooms. So kids can have a little bit of the aquarium right in their classroom.
Oh, wow. That's really, really cool. So going back to the event, Naughty Night on October 4th, I understand that there is a VIP pre-party event. Tell me about this.
Yes. It's a celebration of all of the folks that really come out and support our education and conservation programs, as well as our volunteer services. So these are for our biggest donors and sponsors, one of them being National Band and Tag right in Newport, Kentucky. For the VIP party, you can get a sponsorship and a table through our website, wavefoundation.org. Click on the events tab and go to Naughty Night. Through the VIP, we want to celebrate the work that we've done throughout the year and also thank these folks for being the fuel behind our vehicles going out into the community and inspiring kids to save wildlife.
Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners, if they have any more questions about anything that we've covered this morning, any questions about Naughty Night on October 4th at the Newport Aquarium, they can go to my Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. They can go there. We'll have the information there. But how can they find out additional information, Scott?
Yes, you guys can give me a call directly at 859-815-1404 or visit our website at wavefoundation.org. Click the events tab and go to Naughty Night.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thanks for having us here.
Thanks a bunch, Rodney.
We've been speaking to Scott Wingate, Executive Director of the Wave Foundation at Newport Aquarium, and Jen Tan. Jen, again, is also with Newport Aquarium. Naughty Night is October 4th at 7:30 p.m. at Newport Aquarium.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.